Hey guys, this is Lisa
and Rebecca,
and we are here on The Secret Life of Weddings.
If you like drama, you're in the right place,
where we tell you the world's craziest but true wedding stories. So get ready for the drama on The Secret Life of Weddings. Hey guys, it is episode 75 of The Secret Life of Weddings podcast. This is Lisa
and Rebecca.
And I'm sorry in advance if I'm a little, like, I don't know, sounding crappy this week.
You don't sound crappy.
Do I not? I'm getting over the flu, so.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a rough week in the house. You know, we were all on, like, the Tamiflu stuff, and I'm just, you know, the voice is a little cracky. I'm a little slow, but, you know.
I'm slow. How fitting.
It's a pun. How are you doing this week?
All right.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed like the moment you leave.
Yeah. Nice.
Get out. I'm going to sleep.
Like, I gotta go get kids and all that fun jazz.
Yeah. I have to do that later. But while they're at school, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to try.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm yawning.
Be good for you.
That's just cold and flu season, people. You got to love it. Stay healthy. Oh, bless you. See?
Excuse me.
You're catching it. You're catching it. It's all.
It's this hut. There's no ventilation.
There's ventilation. There's stuff and things. We're fine. We totally are.
I'm joking.
We got a beautiful new backdrop for inside our recording.
We do. I like it.
Booth. It's super cute. It's our cute logo and our girls whispering, which is super cute. It's a tapestry. I love it. So we're going to have it in the background for our Patreon videos. It'll be fun.
I want to hang one on my wall at home.
You should totally buy one and hang it on your wall.
Right?
Every room.
I'm down with that.
Always with the advertising of the show.
Yeah.
Always, always, always.
I'll just walk by it casually.
Yeah. Be like, hey, girls.
Excuse us.
Hey, girls. What's
up? Excuse me. Excuse me, family.
Excuse me.
Do you know who I am?
Yes. Do you know who I am?
Your mom.
What are you making me for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to mention here.
Yes, because we said that Tim's is Canadian.
Tim Hortons, we're talking about, yes. Guys.
And
we did have a correction.
Hillary wrote us and said, sorry, girls, Tim Hortons, while in Canadians' hearts, is not owned by Canadians, but by a Brazilian international company, 3G Capital.
Thank you, Hillary, for letting us know that. We didn't know that. But at the same time, like back in the day, it totally was owned by Canadians, because I'm pretty sure back in the day it was.
I have no idea.
Okay. I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's named after a hockey player. Like, you know that, right?
No.
Tim Horton was a hockey player, Canadian hockey player.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure he probably started it.
So did 3G maybe buy it?
Yes. That's what I'm assuming happened.
Hey.
So, like, you know.
So technically.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say is, like, we all grew up just assuming, I guess, probably because of the history. But yeah, it's very likely that it's been bought out. Like every company has.
Yes. Over the years. It eventually happens. Does someone want to buy us out?
Don't you dare.
For $1 million.
$1 million bajillion.
Yeah.
All right. The dumpster fires you can.
Right?
You can enjoy.
So guess what?
What?
I didn't get my Christmas tree.
You didn't? Why not?
Because the freaking place was closed due to weather conditions because it was so muddy.
I thought you were going to say because it was snowing. And I was going to say, well, that's unfortunate. Because actually, when I went, we went just two days ago. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And
it was
snowing.
Nice out Sunday.
Oh, it wasn't Sunday.
No, but I'm saying when we were going to go, it was actually nice out, but it was too nice.
That's so weird.
So the ground was too soft, right? For the tractor to pull you out to where you got to go.
Oh, because yeah, you do the stupid cutting thing. Okay, so it was too muddy. The tractor couldn't take you out.
Yeah.
So when are you getting your Christmas tree then?
This weekend.
Okay, because I swear to God, if like Christmas comes.
This is already too late for me.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I feel like I'm not going to enjoy it now. I honestly feel like my Christmas is ruined.
It's not ruined.
No, I feel like it is. I have to have a certain amount of time with my tree. Now, my fake one is up, but my real one.
I have to have a certain amount of time with my tree.
I do.
Do you sit underneath it and read its stories?
No, but you know what I do is I will have music playing, right, all the time. And then I will actually go sit down and have a cup of hot chocolate with Bailey's in it and actually look at my tree. Like, I sit there and stare at it.
I love that.
And I just have like some quiet time with myself. And I do this for 4 weeks. Not like 4 weeks straight without doing anything else.
Guys, but it smells terrible. By
every
the end.
Day I will go and have like a drink of some choice and sit there and look at my tree.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And it could be 10 minutes. It could be 20 minutes, but whatever it is, that's what I do. This is my thing.
Yeah. So. That's how you decompress.
Yes. It's kind of like, I find it very soothing.
I know what you mean. Cause we actually just bought, not bought, but we had a fireplace actually down here that, my in-laws gave us when they didn't need it anymore. One of those electrical ones that you just basically plug in.
Yeah.
And it is so comforting. And I usually don't sit in the front room cause it's cold. Mm-hmm. So now we have that right next to our Christmas tree. So it's like, perfect. I want to do up the Christmas tree and turn on the fireplace and sit there and work and do things and have eggnog. I got eggnog. Oh, I forgot to tell you something exciting though. No, but this is for all my egg log lovers. That's the eggnog. No, the eggnog lovers like me. Okay. Mm-hmm. There are many. Holler at us, Squeams, if you like the eggnog.
Holler if you don't.
Holla. Listen. Justin goes to the store because I'm like, honey, I've been begging him for eggnog to put in my coffee now for weeks. Mm-hmm. He's like, he doesn't like to buy it too early. So I'm like, please, you know, get it for me today. He said, okay. So he goes, I'll send you photos because I'm an eggnog snob. I like certain kinds, but not certain other brands. Mm-hmm. It's hard to explain. Some are just not as sweet or some are too spicy or something. I don't know. Stupid. That's just me.
Yeah.
But anyway, he sends me pictures and there's three kinds. Chocolate eggnog, regular eggnog, and candy cane eggnog. And I was like, oh, get me the regular and the candy cane.
Oh boy.
So I got candy cane eggnog and I am so going to try that in my coffee.
Can I tell you something?
Always.
I was helping a friend put up their tree last week and their tradition is they eat a bowl of candy cane ice cream afterwards. Right.
Oh, that's so I love that stuff.
I had to join in and I was like, I'm not a big ice cream person. Mm-hmm. Like I don't care for ice cream.
I've never seen you eat ice cream in
no,
here.
No, I'm not very ice cream friendly.
Friendly? guys, you know how like most people are lactose intolerant? Ice cream is Rebecca intolerant. Like,
yeah. I just never been big on ice cream. So anyways,
they don't get along.
I said, no, I'm okay. Thank you so much though, guys. And they're like, no, you have to, it's tradition. If you're here, you have to have some. And I was like, okay, fine. And I'm thinking, oh good God. And it's candy cane ice cream. Ew. Right.
No.
So
good.
I tried it and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like crack.
It's so good.
No, you have to buy the President's Choice one.
Yes, 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 yes.
And it's called Candy Cane Crackle or something.
Yes.
And I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, great. I'm getting fat again.
I have to go buy it now. Obsessed with it. I don't eat ice cream, you guys. I ate that fucking tub like within a couple days.
So you bought it? You went and bought it?
Oh, yeah. I got to go buy more.
Oh my God.
I love it. Usually I'm after eights. I buy after eights every Christmas.
Me too.
And I eat those.
I love after eights.
I love after eights.
Those are my favorite.
This is like my new after eight. Like,
have you ever had Christmas crack, they call it? It's like the soda cracker with like toffee melted with butter and chocolate. Oh my Christ, it's good.
What is this?
It is it is the most magical, wonderful thing.
You buy or you make?
No, you make. It's like a bar. It's layered and it's called Christmas crack. If you Google it, it'll come up. It's like,
I'm gonna make some Christmas crack.
Oh, seriously? Because you break it up? And then,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I've made bark before, but
crack. It's kind of similar, but it's got soda crackers in it with like, it's salted and like chocolate and a toffee and oh my God.
Yum.
Oh my God. I want some right now.
Give it.
I have a problem, guys. I actually got invited to a cookie exchange from my friend across the street. So maybe I'll make it then.
Nice.
And I'll make two big batches and I'll keep one for us. And I'll
guess
give you
what?
Some.
I'll bring you some of my baked stuff.
Yay. High fives. Yeah, bitch.
Oh, look at that. We did it just in time. here's a 10-minute mark, guys.
Yeah. Let us know how that's working out for you guys. Please let us know. We actually want
to
know.
Yeah, we need to know.
You know, I love how we get to hear when you want to complain about things, but yet when, you know, you're in, you know, we listen to what you're saying, you're not going to tell us.
It's like crickets.
It's like crickets. But no, actually, we have heard, you know, everybody saying they love the chatting, and we love that. So that's
cool.
Great. That's great.
Yeah.
So let's get into our stories, and we will chat more after, because Rebecca, I just wanted to bring back up the yard waste bag and my plans for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Later on
at the end of the show, we're going to talk about that. So what's first?
We have, remember the story with the photographer?
No.
And the girl.
Oh, yes,
that
no, I do. Oh, that one.
Yes. The girl
sexy
that met
photographer romp.
Yes, that one.
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the name of it. So we have his side.
I have a funny comment on that. When he wrote the email, I saw it come in, and I did not read it because I wanted it to be a surprise. But when he wrote it,
surprise, you're reading it.
Yeah. Well, when he wrote in, okay, mm-hmm. and he goes the other side. He goes sexy photographer romp. As in like a romp, like a sexy romp was the name of the title.
Okay.
He wrote the subject, sexy photographer romp. And he goes the other side. And I'm thinking, ooh, we get to hear about the other side of a sexy photographer romp.
Credit to him. I like that he put a romp instead of the romp.
I think it was an accident, but that makes
really?
It funnier.
Oh, I love it.
I love
awesome.
It. No, I love it too. I love it too. I think it was an accident though. But he's amazing. So he writes, hello, ladies. Now, he actually said we can use his name.
Yes, Cortland.
Because Cortland was found out by some very sleuthy squeams.
He was.
In our group. Somebody wrote and goes, oh, my God.
You bad, bad squeams.
She goes, I think that was my wedding photographer.
Oh.
And she goes, and he totally was hot.
Oh, he is a cutie. I went and followed him.
Did you creep him?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
What a cutie pie.
I didn't get to creep him yet.
Yeah, he is. And he's in...
It's Whitney is his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
It's, well done, Whitney.
I like his name. I'm not going to lie.
Cortland.
I think that's part of his like...
charm, mystique?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you heard Cortland before?
No.
Interesting.
No. Just in like an exit off the highway, you know? That wasn't a diss. I'm just saying, you know...
Oh, shit.
Oh, Rebecca's got her phone.
I have it on airplane
buzzing.
Mode, though.
Well, apparently it's not good enough.
Like... Look, it's,
I don't know. Don't look at me. You're getting.
I don't want to get in trouble. It's on airplane mode.
You're fine. My phone rang last week.
Yeah.
I left it in, by the way.
Did you?
I did because it was really well timed.
It says everything's off. Okay.
It's fine.
I'm not going to worry about it.
Rebecca, it's fine, sweetie. See, I'm not even in airplane. I'm going to go to airplane mode just in case. Because we don't want like any interruptions. We want to make sure there's nothing beeping and buzzing for this story, because this story is a big deal. So, hello, ladies. Let me start off by saying that I'm a big fan of your podcast. Thank you, Cortland. You two crack me up. I'm a wedding photographer. After doing this for 4 years, I've been lucky enough not to encounter any shit show stories like the ones shared throughout your show, but I love hearing about them, as does my girlfriend, Whitney, who wrote you guys a few weeks ago. Oh, we remember, Cortland. Don't you worry. I thought I'd chime in and reveal my version of the story on episode 66/67. Which one was it? Was it both? Oh, I guess I probably told it on episode 60. We probably told it on 66 and then talked about it on 67 a bit.
It was something like that. Or there was like additional something, wasn't there?
I don't know. Just go look.
Here comes the rump.
I'll do my best to keep it short without skipping too much detail. Here we go. In March of this year, I had a meeting with a potential bride that my friend had referred me to. The bride brought her cousin along to the meeting because she was involved in the planning process. To be honest, I didn't remember too much about Whitney because I was feeling a bit under the weather that day and was really focused on getting to know the bride and the groom more. During the meeting, we got
As you should.
As you should.
I don't apologize.
He's like trying to bone the cousin. Nope, that's not Cortland. Cortland's professional. So during the meeting, we got to know each other, looked at wedding photos on my iPad, discussed photo coverage for her mountain wedding, etc. But I didn't really notice Whitney too much until I revealed my travel photos from a trip to Uganda. I told the group about a story or two about my trip to Africa, and I could tell they were all into it. By the time Whitney's like, I'm so into Uganda right now. It's not you at all. It's Uganda. By the time the meeting was over, I felt confident and eager to see if I'd be a good fit as her photographer. I thought he was going to say as her boyfriend, but no. They signed a few days later. Thank you, universe. Fast forward to August, the day of the wedding in Estes Park. We began the day with my second shooter covering the ladies getting ready while I stayed with the fellas. There was some partying, but I had no idea about how much alcohol was consumed that morning until I listened to episode 66. Ha ha. Mm-hmm. That's great. I love being the bearer of hilarious right? news. The fellas were drinking too, but not enough to raise any red flags, so all was good. Basically, just the women were hot messes, I guess. We did the first look on a small bridge in the middle of town, and the wedding party watched the whole thing from the end of the bridge. It was a beautiful moment. I love doing first looks. It's cute.
Me too.
He still loves his job. It's adorable.
Yes. Oh, just wait. No, I'm just kidding.
Still got the passion. Apparently, this was the moment when she noticed my outfit for the day and couldn't stop staring. For mountain weddings, I normally wear some nice jeans, a decent button-up, and a vest to class things up a bit.
I can attest he looks super cute in it.
Oh, you're married.
And I can say he looks cute.
Yeah, and Whitney's his girlfriend. You just chill out, young lady.
Whitney, I'm just putting it out there for everyone else to know that you picked a cutie pie.
Well, that's all right then. So he wears the vest to class things up a bit. The vest also helps stop my shirt from snagging when I raise my cameras, dangling from the dual camera harness made by RL Handcrafts. I usually...
That was quite the plug there, Corlin.
Are we getting paid for that one?
Right?
I usually receive comments from wedding guests on my gunslinger harness with the vest. I like this look, and apparently so do the ladies. It's I got to get in touch with this company because this is a great ad.
I'd say.
It's like a beer ad. It's like, wear this and the women will flock. Mm-hmm. It's classy and functional. Showed it to Karthik for rocking a vest. Ha ha. Oh, and Rebecca, my eyes are up here. Yes. Okay. Thank you. See? He knew it was going to be you.
Oh, wasn't me.
He knew you were going to be the problem. Anyway, after the first look, everyone boarded a trolley car and drove to a meadow in the mountains, I can't talk, for some wedding party and couples photos. Whitney was in the back of the trolley and I was towards the front capturing some fun photos inside. Beers were everywhere and everyone was having a blast. Little did I know, she was locked in like a heat-seeking missile and was plotting ways to grab my attention. I thought he was going to be like, grab my ass.
Heat-seeking missile.
Heat-seeking missile.
I love that.
More like a sex-seeking missile. Yeah. Once
Where's your torpedo?
Yep. Oh. What do you call those? They're not similes. They're not analogies. They're euphemisms. That's what they're called. Euphemisms. Once we arrived to the open field between some mountains, we began shooting the wedding party. The landscape was epic, but it was difficult to get a great portrait because of the blaring sun. I directed the wedding party to get close to some nearby trees so we could utilize some shade for even light to avoid having raccoon eyes. For those who don't know what raccoon eyes are, it's when the sun is like super high up in the sky and you get these big giant shadows in your eye sockets. It's really ugly and you look like a raccoon.
Yes.
Which we don't like as photographers. No. After I was finished taking photos of the bride and her bridesmaids, I began to walk toward the fellas that were gathered under a set of trees a few hundred feet away. As I walked, I heard a squeal from the bride. I turned and saw Whitney squatting halfway down and peeing under a tree. All the ladies were cracking up. I naturally lifted my camera to capture the scene, but quickly dropped it as to not cross any lines. The bride said, no, it's okay. Get this. So she's a good friend. I like her. So I took a few photos as quickly as I could and walked away laughing at what I had just experienced. That was certainly a first. Who is this chick? What a little badass. Oh, I think the pee was the turning point.
Yes.
I was impressed of her carefree attitude and willingness to get things done. Like pissing on a tree. When you gotta go, you gotta go. From that moment on, I was curious to know more about this hot little firecracker. From the meadow, we all gathered on the trolley car to head to the bride's childhood house where the ceremony was being held. That's actually really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was a scorching day, but that didn't matter. The ceremony was beautiful and flawless. After the recessional, wedding guests flocked to their cars and drove to the reception site a few miles away. While I was packing up my gear and sweating my balls off, Whitney approached me and asked if she could grab me some water. I smiled and replied, "That would be awesome." She stood still for a few seconds and probably just looking him up and down, and then fled to get my second shooter
looking
and ice.
Down.
Looking down. Second shooter and I some ice cold aqua. Also, again, so cool. She got it for the second shooter too. Go Whitney.
Right? Gotta love that.
Yes. She and a few other wedding party guests returned to the trolley again to catch a ride to the reception. But this time, Whitney was seated up front instead of chilling in the back. This was no accident. While I was speaking to my second shooter, I could literally feel Whitney's gaze.
She's like, I thought he was going to say, I could feel her breath on the back of my neck.
She's probably fucking burning like holes into the back of his head at this point with her eyes.
And you know, when you're drinking, you realize you're staring as much as you are.
And you're just wobbling back and forth. And then he looks back and you go, hey, hey, did you see me pee? I peed on a tree. It felt like she was...
I got squatting skills.
Yeah. See, listen to this. It felt like she was undressing me with her eyes. I looked over for a few seconds, smiled, and turned back to the other photographer. She kept staring. I looked back again, and she spouted out, "Hi, I'm your Insta stalker from California." Fucking love you, Whitney. You're great. You're my what from where? I thought to myself, I'm a bit flattered to have a fan base from another state, so I was curious to know more. I jumped across the aisle and changed seats to the one in front of her. I learned quickly that she was the cousin of the bride, and we had met at the client meeting 5 months prior. He's like, I have no fucking idea. I quickly remembered her and recalled she loved my travel photos. We began exchanging pictures of our dogs. And before I knew it, I added her as a friend on Instagram. She asked if I had ever come to California to shoot. I replied, no, but I can. Are you engaged? Thinking I might be able to shoot her wedding. She raised her eyebrows and cutely scoffed, oh, no, no, I'm single. Cha-ching, I was in. From then on out, it was a flirtatious game of cat and mouse. I'd be shooting candid photos of guests or the speeches from the VIPs while sneaking in subtle, sexy looks to one another. It was on. This is hot.
It was on like Donkey Kong.
On like Donkey Kong. During the buffet style dinner, I was watching Whitney help herself to some delicious mac and cheese.
There's nothing sexier.
I was just thinking that. A hot woman and mac and cheese. This girl gets what she wants.
Right?
I love Whitney. As she took three giant scoops, I said loudly, damn, Whitney, save some for the rest of us. I called her out and she got a little embarrassed in a cute way. She quickly strolled over to hit my arm playfully and give me a hard time for calling her out. My second shooter saw the whole thing and she said I had the green light. Ha ha. I guess the green light just like physically turns on his head when.
Right.
It's like, go, yeah. Go, go. Towards the end of the night, we were still playing cat and mouse on the dance floor. I was scheduled to work for another hour, so I couldn't make any direct moves. I had to keep it professional and make sure that I didn't miss anything. However, thanks for being a distraction, Whitney. Jeez.
Yeah.
However, when 9 p.m. came around, I put the cameras away and joined the party on the dance floor.
Tosses the cameras. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's go.
Fuck it. Go. We quickly found each other and began to dance. I was comfortable with the whole wedding, but still, I kept some distance between us on the dance floor because I didn't want to push any boundaries. Got to keep it professional, you know? This guy's so professional. After about 30 minutes of busting moves on the dance floor, I had to head out. I had a 2-hour drive ahead of me and also had to work the following day. I grabbed my keys and jingled them at Whitney. I told her I had to leave, but I needed her to help load my car. That is ballsy.
I love it.
I didn't need help, of course, but I had to find a way to get her alone, you know? I asked her to carry a light stand and follow me to the parking lot nearby. As I finished loading my equipment into the trunk of my car, I turned around and gave her that look and leaned in to kiss her.
Ooh, totally. I feel like I'm like witnessing this.
I know.
You're
painting such a good picture, Cortland. She was surprised at first, but then quickly attacked me with her lips. It was incredible. We were pinned against my truck playing tonsil hockey for a good 10 minutes.
I haven't heard that in so long.
No,
so
me neither. Oh my God. Before some wedding guests arrived in the parking lot waiting for the trolley to come take them away, we snuck inside my car and didn't come out for a good 45 minutes.
Woo!
I'll leave the rest to your imagination.
Oh, don't do that.
No, we want play by play. All I'm going to add is she left a handprint on my car window, Titanic style.
Damn.
Nice.
I like, he's got a lot of detail.
I love this detail. Whitney, you were holding out on
us. Yes, she was.
The following day, I couldn't stop thinking about her. I had to see her again before she left for California. I wasn't into long distance relationships per se, but I had to see this woman again. I asked her family if I could snag her away and spend her last day in Colorado with me, and they loved the idea. So that's what we did. We spent the whole day together learning more about each other and fueling the internal fire we both felt burning inside of us. It was wonderful. So romantic.
Ooh.
Since then, we have been crazy about each other and visit one another as often as we can. Anywho, that's my version of our love story. Please forgive me for not submitting this sooner, but I've since been pretty busy. I've listened to episode 66 about 5 times now and still can't help but smile every time.
Aww.
Keep up the pronomial work, guys. I can't say this word, Cortland. Keep up the pronominal workly. I'm going to go ahead.
Is it supposed to be phenomenal?
Can I say phenomenal?
Yeah,
I'm just going
to
keep up the phenomenal work, ladies. P.S. You may use my real name because some members of your Facebook fan group have already figured out my identity. Lol. Reading through the comments has been a treat. Best, Cortland.
Aw, that was
great.
I love it.
Thank you, Cortland and Whitney, for your love story. That was so awesome.
I like both versions.
Yes.
That's fun.
We need to continue. Like, I need to know how this works out. Like, I don't care if you guys stay together forever or end up not together, but I need to know. Like,
yes.
Not knowing is not an
option.
We're
all invested now.
We're very invested. We're very invested.
Or actually, you know what? If you break up, don't tell us.
Yeah, I don't.
I want to live with this.
Yeah,
the story.
I actually don't know if I can handle that.
It's all like explicit Hallmark, like
explicit Hallmark.
Yeah,
it's like Hallmark Channel, but explicit.
Yeah,
right.
I love it.
All right.
Yeah,
works for me.
I think it's fabulous. You guys are adorable.
So freaking cute. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had so many questions. How do I record an episode? Where do I find background music? Where do I post the audio? And how do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing your podcast, and best of all, it's 100% free and 100% ridiculously easy to use. I love how intuitive and beautiful the user interface is on Anchor, and I also love the unlimited bandwidth. Oh, and it's free. How great is that? So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start today to join us and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. And we can't wait to hear what you all come up with. So we want to say thanks to our new patron member, Heather O. This week, she went to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to get additional episodes every single week. So when you are done this episode and you've binged them all, that is where you go. patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings.
Woo woo.
Get more.
Yes. So we're continuing our saga.
Yay! People are freaking out about the saga. So sagas are a thing.
Yes.
That we need to keep doing.
I have our next three.
Oh, yeah, girl. Yes.
I found them yesterday.
Amazing. Okay, amazing. So this is what? Part two.
Yep.
Of the, what did I call it in the end? The Selfish Sisters saga?
Yes. I'm digging the
Strop
titles that are being thrown out.
Yeah, a couple of people were saying what the Stroppy.
Strop Sisters or something?
The Strop Sisters.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Just for the simplistic sake, I'll keep it the same as I had it in the
thing.
But very good shout outs to those who are giving us some ideas.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Go to the Facebook fans group if you haven't joined yet. Fans of Secret Life of Weddings.
All right, here's part two, guys.
Yay.
At this point, there's a million things to be done. The photographer wants us to pose for pics. The hairdresser and makeup girl are waiting on her to get her hair done. And suddenly, Gigi started to paint her nails. We had them professionally done the day before, but Gigi wanted one of those manicures where the ring finger is different, just like Alice the Bride. We didn't bother to stop her, and after doing them and redoing them three or four times, she settles on a style, and the morning gets back on track. She's not even the bride. Like, why is that even a thing?
She seems a little extra.
Yeah. Mom is next to get her hair done and decides she hates it. Instead of telling the hairdresser what she wants, she cries, calls a local salon, and cries down the phone that her hair is a disaster and they need to give her an emergency appointment.
Oh, Mom, relax.
Right?
Didn't even give them a chance to fix it.
No, it's just that. And let me finish.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to love this. It's all very awkward, and I feel very sorry for both Alice and the hairdresser because they are friends and Mom's hair is fine. Fortunately, Mom goes off to the local salon and we all have a good laugh at her antics, which eases the tension.
Oh, Mom.
It's eased even further when she comes back an hour later with the exact same hairstyle and we all roll our eyes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you know those, those people, right?
Mm-hmm. Can't please them.
So annoying.
Yep.
Eventually, we get to the church. Mom and Dad followed in the car and are faffing? What's faffing?
I don't know.
That's an interesting word.
That is an interesting word.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
And are faffing around telling the photographer how to do his job, et cetera, et cetera. Because we love that, guys. We love when you do that.
Micromanage the shit out of us. We love it.
It's going to go really well for you.
Yep.
We have rehearsed this next part.
That was a vague threat. It was a very thinly veiled vague threat.
That's I'm editing your photos, so better watch yourself. We have rehearsed this next part. And we all know what we're doing. So I take my niece by the hand, ask Alice if she's ready. She nods, and the music starts. She walks through the door, takes two steps down the aisle, and suddenly, Dad. Yep, that's right. He decided to walk her down the aisle. He just decided as she was walking down to grab her by the arm, and there was nothing she could do without causing a huge scene. So she just kept going. Although I could see her eyes flashing with anger and her fiancé looking pretty confused at the altar. So her dad wasn't supposed to walk her down, in case everyone doesn't realize. And he's just like, never mind,
I'm going to do it.
Yep, I'm just going to do it. And I guess she was really opposed to this. So,
oh, that's not good.
Yeah. The ceremony went off pretty smoothly. And afterwards, we stood outside and took pictures. Then Alice asked me to tell Mom to check that the guest book was put out in the hotel, seeing as we would be the last ones there and they would be the first. I look around and she's nowhere to be seen. So I go to the car park to see if she's maybe getting a coat or something. It's kind of windy. And she's pulling away. At this point, I panic because she has the car seats for the kids in her car. And they are still with Alice having pictures taken. So I had to literally sprint after her car until she saw me and stopped. Thank God I'm tall and was wearing flats. She proceeded to get annoyed at me because she was hungry and bored and wanted to go to the hotel already. I took the car seats from her car and let her leave because I was getting annoyed at this stage. This meant I had to ask my wonderful partner to take the kids to the hotel, check on the guest book, and do the feedings, change nappies, etc. He's great with kids, but he has no experience with nappies and stuff. So I was pretty annoyed that mom had left and I had to ask him to step up.
By the way, for Americans and Canadians, nappies are diapers.
Yes.
Yes. It's the English variation on diapers.
So we go off to take pictures and Gigi can't sit in the limo. She has to lie flat because of her dress.
Okay.
Yeah, she can't sit in it, right? Because it'll split.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It'll just, yep.
At this point, we have joined up with the groomsmen, and Gigi had a pretty big thing for John's brother, Andy. Gigi spends the entire journey with her head in his lap talking about her breasts and how large they are in her tight dress.
He's like, I can see their mountain right in front of me.
It's pretty uncomfortable and we're all getting embarrassed, but we've made it to the photo location by now, so nobody brings it up. During the photo session, Alice has to tell Gigi 4 times to put her breasts away.
Gigi, they've escaped again. They're crawling across the ground. Can you just put them away?
Right? Oh, boy.
The nipples are just like, hello.
I'm a big boobed girl, too, and I get that they spill over. But Gigi is leaning forward in each photo, pushing them together with her arms, trying to look seductive.
Oh, my God.
Is she doing the duck lips, too? You know, the whole...
It's ironic because all of that works the complete opposite and looks not seductive.
It does. I know. People don't understand.
No.
How that comes across in a photo.
Yeah. Not good.
Anyways. It's weird and inappropriate. Gigi then begins to slag Alice about her breasts, which are small, and make awkward comments about how...
She slags off the bride about her boobs.
Yes.
That are small on her wedding
during
day.
During her photos.
Oh, that's great. Oh.
Makes awkward comments about how George must not be a real man because real men like big boobs. I can't even. Oh my God.
Don't even.
Everyone is just really uncomfortable, but we get the photos done and off we go. I like how she's just like, well, it is what it is. You know,
she's like, I'm out.
Back in the limo, we are given some champagne. We all raise a toast to Alice and George.
Because if Gigi could use anything, it's alcohol, right?
And Gigi drinks her glass of champagne like a shot.
I knew it.
She downed that sucker.
I fucking knew it.
Right?
I knew she was going to be a treat when it comes to the alcohol.
Oh, boy. A few minutes later, Andy finishes his glass and Gigi spends the rest of the journey back to the hotel making inappropriate comments about how you can tell they're the young, fun ones by the way they drink and how they should go off and
that and her tits are out everywhere.
And they should go off and have fun by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
She is basically lying on him too. And every few minutes, she readjusts her boobs and makes some comment about how they're overflowing from the dress because she's so well endowed.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm well endowed. And no, I'm always embarrassed if they're like falling out. If they're too much. Like I'm always like
trying to pull it up.
I do adjust mine because I have to.
Yeah.
But
meanwhile, the guy's like, you know, I'm gay, right? That would not be great. You let her do this the whole day.
Yes. Yeah. Andy looks pretty unhappy, and it's starting to seem kind of funny to the rest of us. So we get to the hotel and pose for more pictures. And next thing.
He's mouthing, help me.
Yeah.
And they're just going and pointing.
It's getting funny because you're all drinking.
Yes.
Right?
And it's not happening to you.
Yeah. And next thing, Gigi vanishes. Alice tracks her down and she's on her way to change out of her bridesmaid dress into a skin tight short purple thing that is way.
It's a piece of fabric. It doesn't even technically qualify as a dress.
Yes. That is way more suited to a nightclub than a wedding.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. This is a hot mess. This is...
Gigi.
They have a bit of an argument, and Alice puts her foot down, saying that Gigi can change, but only after the speeches, because it will look weird in the photo if we're all sitting at the top of the table in matching outfits, and she's in the middle wearing a slinky club dress.
Agreed.
More to come next week, guys.
Oh, you're going to leave us on that.
I'm leaving you on that.
Thank you for that visual, though. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you have any comments about this saga?
It's just a bunch of garbage.
It's a lot of extra.
It's a lot of extra.
Yeah.
Even just with the mother and like...
Yeah.
All of it. I can't, like...
I'm curious, though. How do you feel about the dad just kind of jumping in and saying, like, not even saying, just jumping in and walking his daughter?
That's completely shitty. Like, it's got nothing...
Do you? I don't even think... I'm like, yeah, I get that. Okay, but I mean, is it really that big of a deal, though?
Well, it is if it's not what the bride wanted.
True.
The bottom line is it's
simply,
did
she ever,
like,
express that? Like, I don't
know.
Well,
that's the thing. We can't know.
I feel like I need to know more.
We can't. You always need
I
to know.
I know. I need so many details in life.
We can't know, but let's be honest. That's not the focus of this story. This saga is about the women.
But I like how, like, she is, like, stating everything that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was a problem, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because there was more than just Gigi. Even the mother with the hair. It's...
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, more next week from the Selfish Stroppy Sisters saga.
Stroppy.
Stroppy.
Is Stroppy a word or is it just Strop?
Strop. I prefer Stroppy. I don't know.
Stroppy.
Selfish Strop Sisters.
There you go.
There you go. Next up, congratulations, bitches.
Woo!
So this is our...
I feel like I need a train.
Yeah. Woo, woo!
Yeah, there we go.
Congratulations, bitches. This is a note from Darlene. This goes out to Haley. Haley, congratulations on your engagement. I'm so excited for you and Matt. I couldn't ask for a better best friend or maid of honor. Thank you for being there for me through my wedding planning journey. I hope to do the same for you in the upcoming year. Also, thank you for introducing me to this podcast. Squeams forever, Darlene.
Yay!
Yay!
Congratulations!
Congratulations!
I love it.
And also,
we have another one.
We have another one. Two of our very good squeams in our group.
Yes.
Brittany and Terry got engaged at Disney World or Land. I'm not sure which one, but Disney something.
Yes.
I think Disney World.
World. Yeah, I think it was World.
I think it was World. Disney World.
We'll go with that.
Mickey Mouse was there, you know. I feel like from the
reaction. M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse.
Donald Duck.
Okay. And we're out. Shut up. Okay. Terry and Brittany, congratulations. Heartfelt congratulations from the Secret Life of Weddings on your engagement. So
we love that you shared it with us.
Yes.
Too.
We saw photos in the group. It was so fun. So if you guys have any congratulations, bitches, messages you want to send out to some friends, email us. Email Rebecca, secretlifeofweddings@gmail.com. And in the subject line, please write congratulations, bitches, and we will read a congratulations.
Or we'll miss it.
Or we'll miss it.
Yeah.
It's totally free to do, guys.
Yeah.
We are just doing them for fun. We just think it's a fun thing to do to celebrate all the upcoming weddings.
Yes.
And all the upcoming potential for shit show dumpster fires.
Yes.
Because that's why we're all here.
We don't hope you have one.
No, but if the drama llama gets fed, the drama llama gets fed.
Yes. All right. We have a listener story now.
Great.
Are you ready?
Always. Loving our listener stories. By the way, same email for listener stories, secretlifeofweddings@gmail.com.
Hi, Lisa and Rebecca.
Hi.
I just discovered your podcast and I love it.
Oh, congratulations.
You two always make me laugh and I love the stories you find. Aww. I don't plan on ever getting married. I hope we didn't dissuade you.
Oh my God, we won another one. High five. Yes. Got another one.
I love it.
Add it to the wall.
Anyway, I have a short wedding disaster story that happened to my parents. Please keep this anonymous. Whoops. Did we say her name? No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Okay, we're good. Okay. My parents got married in 1982. Shortly after my parents' wedding, the photographer unexpectedly died.
Uh-oh.
Shit.
That's a problem.
He was the sole owner of his business and worked alone, and his family could not find any of the film from my parents' wedding.
Oh, no.
That's like my worst nightmare.
That you die or that you lose
that
film?
I die and someone can't find my client's photos. Like, I'm
Rebecca,
terrified.
You need to put family higher than work. Okay. Like, you need to reassess.
But I wouldn't want to leave them without their photos.
I know, but reassess your damn priorities if that's what you're scared of most.
I know. Yeah. Anywho.
I'm working on you. It's fine.
The only photos my parents ended up with were a few professional photos my mom had done in her wedding dress a few days before the wedding, and some, not great, snapshots that relatives had taken before the wedding of the bridal party and the people partying at the reception. Hmm. That's not much.
No.
No. There are no formals and no shots of the ceremony itself. It's a pretty sad story all around.
Aw.
Both for the family and for the photographer and for my parents. Oh, yeah. Well, at least you acknowledge it was bad for him, too.
Yeah, he died. So
anyway, once again, I love your podcast and you two are awesome.
Aww.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's awful.
So, that sucks.
I know.
On a lot of levels.
Right?
Mm.
But it's one of those things that, you know, that could happen.
It also could turn up one day.
Yeah.
Somebody probably found this, developed them and was like, oh.
Like, I know when I'm driving to a wedding, I do worry that, like, I could get in a car accident or something.
Knock on wood. Don't.
I know.
Don't do that.
Give me actual. Is this wood?
It's board. It's fine. It counts.
No, but, you know, I worry about that kind of stuff. Like,
I know. Well, don't we all? I think that's a human thing to do.
Yeah, for sure. So, but, you know.
I feel you.
We just made all couples panic.
Don't worry, guys. We won't die on you.
No.
Knock on wood. It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Now we have our Reddit rip.
Okay. Reddit rip time.
I like it.
Reddit rip, letter rip. Engineer here. Got a story from a wedding a year ago. I was at my best friend's wedding, and he was so excited for it. He loved that woman so much, and he kept telling me how much he wanted to marry her, so I was happy that they were finally getting married.
Aww.
On top of that, I was the ring bearer. I was like, how old are you that you're the ring bearer, yet you... No, that doesn't make any sense unless the man getting married was inappropriately friends with a tiny child. This is fucked up.
No, like, I don't know. That's what it said.
Okay.
I think he was more like a groomsman, best man, and he was holding the rings type of deal.
Okay, dude, writer, this is not what a ring bearer is.
But I like that it said ring bearer because it made me laugh.
It creeps me the fuck out. Now it's like a pedophile groom with this quote, he's my best friend. Maybe they're like Michael Jackson best friends, you know? Okay, so he has the ring.
Or maybe this is a story from when he was little.
No, he's his best friend. And he's marrying someone when he's 4. Like, it's wrong. It's wrong all the way around. Listen, we're just going to assume he was the best man. He had the rings. The ring bearer is a tiny child. The man who has the rings is usually the best man. Let's just go with that. The thing is, the bride fainted during the entrance ceremony and face planted straight into the wooden benches. She fell out of the tree. Did I mention the ceremony was in a tree? She face planted straight into the wooden benches. Wow. That would hurt. The ceremony was interrupted by my friend saying, he is done with dem noodle leg bitches. What?
That's what the groom said.
Oh.
He said, I'm done with them noodles legs bitches.
I'm done with them noodle legs bitches. He ran out of the church while Single Ladies by Beyonce played in the background. I sold the rings on the black market. Best $1,800 I have ever earned. What the fuck? What is this?
It's crazy.
This is so weird.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's done with dumb noodle leg bitches. The best part is it's spelled dem not a leg bitches, but I think noodle leg is where he was trying to go with that. That yeah. is so fucked up on like 10 levels.
Yeah, right?
Oh, guys.
He made $1,800 though. I don't understand how the song was playing single ladies. Well,
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my God.
So that's the end of the main episode, but we need to chit chat a little bit.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Turkeygate 2018?
Oh God. Maybe we should just leave that mess alone.
Well, it happened in our group.
Oh yeah.
And people,
I made a statement.
You didn't make the statement on the comments thread. You made a whole new post. So
yeah, I
was
did.
Like wondering who people might not have seen it.
Right.
So
the turkey got taken down.
It did. So listen, guys, we'll try to find it and put it back up. But listen,
Facebook police took it down.
The Facebook. So not using names.
Just so everyone knows, no one in our group took it down. It was Facebook that took it down.
Yeah. No. Nobody's in trouble. Nobody's angry. Well, we're not.
Well, we're not.
Nobody.
Some people are pretty angry.
Not really. Just like a couple people. But anyway, listen. Can you please explain to these folks what happened?
Do you want me to explain the video?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So it's this dude who has a fake turkey on his ding-a-ling.
So he's naked.
And he's dancing.
Yeah,
he's naked.
He's a larger man with a big beard. It's really funny.
An older gentleman
with a big, big beard.
And he's dancing with a turkey on his dick.
And the turkey...
But it's not a real turkey. It's one of those dancing turkeys.
It's a right? dancing turkey that...
Which is weird all on its own.
I've never seen a raw dancing turkey before. Have you? I thought it was real when I first saw it.
Oh, I didn't.
But I still didn't care because it's a dead turkey. Like, it's not like it's a, you know.
No, yeah.
It's not like it's an animal, like, that's alive. It's not even real,
I think
though.
That would, like, be worse if it was real.
I thought if it was alive, I was that would be a lot worse.
That would be illegal.
I just don't even know. It's no different to me than when, like, Joey put the turkey on his head.
Yes!
Right?
See, that's where my head totally went.
And Monica and Mr. Bean. All these comedians did it to their heads. Why can't this man do it to his wang?
Yeah.
You explain to me right now why this man can't put a turkey on his dick and dance around his kitchen.
Yeah.
Now, one of our lovely squeams shared the joy with us. She posted it, and it. If there's any time we've realized that there has been a divide in the opinion on a subject in our Facebook group, it was the turkey on the cock of this man.
Yes.
Turkey cock man.
This, yeah.
Guys, it's this video was stupid, but I don't think it was really offensive. So that
was funny.
I thought it was funny, too. That was my opinion. You know, we saw it.
Yeah.
And she was basically like, you can't unsee this, enjoy, you know, as a joke.
Yes.
We do regularly post stuff.
I do that all the time.
What? Post?
If I have to see it, you have to see it. Like,
yes.
I post uncomfortable
you
things.
You posted two eyes touching each other. A photo of two eyes touching each other. And it was, people reacted more strongly and disgusted to the two eyes touching each other than to the turkey dance.
Yeah. So what does that tell you?
What does that tell you? But anyway, the point is, one person got very offended, and we don't, to this point, to be fair, we do not know this person very well.
No.
They're not someone who, you know, we talk to or, like, they don't comment
usually,
on stuff.
Usually we can gauge people because of how they comment in our
and they interact.
So we're very aware of everyone who's in there.
Yeah.
For the most part.
But she tagged me specifically, like, I had been the one putting it up or whatever, and... Or I guess just because I think an admin.
Yeah, I think because she was like, no, you need to take this down.
Yeah, like, she's like, take it down. And I said, well, okay, because I'm all about free speech and free turkeys. And so I posted a comment saying,
that is
well,
a free turkey.
I said, well, let's just discuss this for a minute. Let's just, guys, squeams, let's just take a step back. Let's get not emotional about the turkey.
Yeah.
And let's just talk about it. And so I said, I legitimately want to take a poll here. Like, who, because we're a democracy in our group. who wants the turkey? Who liked the turkey, thought it was funny, or who wants it down? Mm-hmm. Like, what is your vote? And I would say a good 80 to 90% of people thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And
or didn't have a problem with it.
Didn't have a problem right? with it.
Like they just scrolled on.
Well, no, no. What I was going to say, like 80 to 90% thought it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. 10% thought it was stupid or gross, but just scrolled on.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the ending point of it was that, you know, well, we're going to leave it up because it's harmless. It's not doing anybody any harm. It's stupid. It's silly, but you're not even seeing anybody.
And to be fair, we've posted worse.
Oh, yeah. And listen, like, oh, yeah. Go digging if you want to see worse.
Yeah.
But there is like there was nothing showing.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
There's nothing showing.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how Facebook got it. They got it taken down on Facebook because it's
well,
because
there's nothing showing.
I know.
Right. So and it's not a real turkey.
No.
It's not alive.
No.
So
I don't understand.
It's almost like fair game.
So guys, this is my invitation to you. If you want to try to find the turkey again and put it back up in the group, I welcome the challenge.
Yeah.
I'm turkey challenging all of you squeams.
Yeah.
Don't make a bunch of posts. Check to see if the turkey is alive and well in the group.
Yeah. But just put it in that one, the original post.
Just put it in the original post.
Yeah.
Because the original post got deleted.
Because I know some people are like, I didn't get to see it. I didn't get to see it. And yeah. I'm like,
the original post didn't get deleted, but the original attachment was yes. removed.
Yeah.
So nothing's been deleted. But we're welcoming it.
Yeah.
Officially, it's the official ruling of the Secret Life of Weddings, fans of Secret Life Weddings Group. The turkey man may stay.
Yes.
So say we. And you. You guys
yeah.
voted. You guys voted. So.
Well, yeah, really.
But like, if there's, but we will always, like, I just want to let you guys know, if there's anything, like, we joke about this. We're half serious, half joking right now. If there's anything that you are ever concerned about, worried about, not feeling so good about or loving anything, drop us a line. We are yeah. always happy to help, but just be nice about it. If you're going to be a dick about it, no, like in anything in life, nobody's going to want to talk to you.
Yeah. I think we're very approachable.
Yeah.
About stuff.
Totally.
So
and we never,
there's no reason to like
feel you can't
be an ass about it.
Yeah. Well, that too.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, I just wanted to talk about Turkey Gate because it was sort of a big deal in our group.
Was that one of our first hot topics?
It was.
Wow.
I know. And I thought it was going to be like,
I didn't think that would happen.
Racism? No. Turkeys on cocks. It's
yeah.
the problem. God. You know, you get together with people who have Facebook groups. Oh, God. The infighting, the racism,
yes.
the bigotry. A guy was dancing with a turkey. It was yeah. a problem.
Yeah. A fake turkey.
It was a fake turkey.
It's because it wasn't real, right?
I think the funniest part was how the arms moved while
yes.
he was dancing in and out.
It was fun.
Oh, I'm going to go watch that video again.
I don't know that I want to keep watching it, but I thought it was funny.
I didn't even watch it for that long, but
yeah.
it's sort of ingrained in my memory now. You've been warned. Don't go looking if you don't want to see it.
Yes.
Don't.
Yes.
Don't do it.
I don't want to hear about it.
Don't do it. Don't go join the group just to see the turkey yeah. man.
Don't message us all over again.
Don't message us all over.
I don't want to hear it.
We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So listen, I just wanted to mention that I still am planning. The yard waste bag is still next to my house.
Right.
I'm still planning on putting the Christmas lights on it.
Do it.
I haven't got Christmas lights up on the house yet because that's typically more of a Justin job just because I don't like heights and ladders. It's not my
yeah.
Not my jam.
Mm-hmm.
I could. Don't like it. I don't. Bleh.
Yeah. No, I'm afraid of heights myself.
I'm going to be like, you can go up and do that. And I'm just going to decorate this bag. And I will take photos while I'm doing it.
Nice.
And put them in the group. And I will take video.
And then when she looks through the window with a sour look on her face, take a photo.
There's no window facing that side. So
damn
she
it.
Only she only gets to see so it when
she
drives out.
Oh.
She's the fucking hermit. She's like the Grinch. She never comes out. It's like I see her. I'm not even kidding you, as much as the people of Whoville see the Grinch.
Wow.
That is how much I see her.
Yeah.
But this thing is not going anywhere, believe me. Even
yeah.
if she takes it away and leaves the lights or something, there's a bunch of bags of yard waste outside at my work that I'm planning on stealing and bringing and replacing. So every time she takes one away, I will just put it back.
Oh.
Yeah. It's gonna happen.
And the fight is on.
It's gonna happen.
I'm
gonna actually take a picture
this
of Justin.
Is a war.
I'm gonna take a picture of Justin's face because his face will be hilarious. Be like, you are such a loser. He will think I'm such a loser for doing this.
No.
We need to kill her with kindness, though.
I think it's funny. Fuck the kindness. You already went down that road.
You're right. I did.
It didn't work.
I did.
Let it go.
Oh, okay. I meant sarcastic kindness, you know, like taking, like I said, taking a photo of the, you know, bag and then, you know, making a Christmas card.
Yes.
Right. You know, leaving it on her thing. Do that. Saying like, joyous Yuletide to you.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Tannenbaum.
Merry Christmas. Merry from our home and bag to yours.
Yes. From our home. from our yard waste bag.
I love it.
Even better. I love
you won't do it. Even, I would totally do that.
Even better.
I'm evil.
We left our pumpkins out for so long this year.
Yes.
That they disintegrated. They quite literally disintegrated. And we were those people. And I was thinking like, yeah, bitch, you thought the yard waste bag looked bad? Check these out. And yep. I almost deliberately left two giant pumpkins completely decomposing on our porch.
Oh, my God.
Just so that she, you know, it was more just because we didn't get around to getting rid of them. But I didn't care either because yeah. I just wanted her to be like, see, they can be worse.
Yes.
This is worse.
Mm-hmm.
I told you.
Yeah. Back off, lady.
Don't push me.
Neighbor lady.
Yeah.
Did we have a name for her?
Betty.
Betty. Oh, Betty.
I called her Betty.
Betty, you're such a hot mess, Betty.
Back off, Betty. I was
BB.
Did you ever see that thing? Did you ever see that thing where people did a, like a finger in Christmas lights on their roof, and it was like they were flipping off the house next to them.
That's awesome.
In Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, that kind of thing totally crossed my mind, but that's too far. I can't yes. do that.
Did you watch the Hallmark movie? I think it was a Hallmark movie. Everyone was talking about it in our group. The engagement one? The wedding planning one?
No.
I don't Christmas get, wedding planner, I listen, think it was.
I don't get Hallmark movies unless it's on Netflix or Crave.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't watched
it. I know, you're not going to watch it. I know it. It was so bad.
Really?
It was so bad. I don't even know. I got to tell you about it because it's so cringeworthy. Okay. I can't even wrap my head around it. Like I was watching it and thinking, I can't even with this movie. Like I will never watch it again. Like,
what happened?
And I will watch Hallmark movies over and over again.
I know you will.
Right. So this girl is the wedding planner for her cousin's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She loves her cousin. Her parents have passed on the cousin, not the bride, the other girl. So she lived with her cousin and her aunt. Okay. Right. So then this, she runs into this guy at the coffee shop and he, orders the last scone that she needed, the scone to impress her aunt. And he ordered it and she asked if she could buy it for him. And he's like, no, right. Basically.
Yeah.
Anyways, she goes to the engagement party and this guy's there and he bought the scone for the aunt and it's the bride's ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
So, and he's a private investigator and he's investigating the bride's groom.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Okay. So whatever. Anyways,
Maybe he should move on. But yeah. Anyway.
He enlists the help of the cousin, the wedding planner, to help investigate the room. And she starts thinking he's kind of shady, the groom, because she sees the groom flirting with the wedding dress shop girl. Anyways, he wasn't doing anything wrong at that point. Right. Mm-hmm. But then they find out on the wedding day. So now flash forward to the wedding day and she's helping the PI, right? Mm-hmm. But also planning her cousin's wedding. And on the wedding day, the bride goes up the aisle or whatever. And this woman walks in and she's pregnant with the groom's baby.
Oh.
And yeah, like...
Wait, what woman?
It ended up being the maid of his parents or something, right? I can't remember exactly.
Sure.
It was one of those movies where I was like, what the fuck is happening?
I wish it was the wedding dress shop girl.
Right? But it wasn't. So it was this other girl and they're basically paying.
Wedding dresses do take 9 months
to come in. Yeah, they ended up firing her.
You could impregnate a chick and then like come back and pick up your wedding dress and she's fully popped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was, they ended up firing her because she was pregnant and they're trying to keep a secret and trying to pay her off type deal or ignoring her or something. I can't remember. Huh. Anyways, I watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyways.
Thanks for ruining the end of this, by the way, for me. That's really great.
No, but listen, the bride, right, is now not getting married.
Okay.
Right? And then there's like, they're about to announce there's no wedding.
Wait. will you marry me?
Yes. The PI guy who's known this wedding planner for a week, if that, tops.
Decides to marry her.
Decides to propose to her.
Oh my God.
Keeping in mind, this is her cousin's ex-boyfriend that she fell in love with and he left her.
That's so fucked up.
And she magically gets married in a different wedding dress and all, and the wedding goes on.
Wait, how's the different wedding dress happening?
I have no idea.
Maybe the maid brought it with her.
Like, it was so bad.
Oh, wow.
I can't. I'm like, okay, hold on. But this is her cousin's ex, and her cousin's happy for her, but forget that her whole life just ended, but she's standing there happy for her cousin to get married.
That's fucked up.
I'm like, what the hell?
That is the nicest cousin I've ever heard of in my life.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was no concern for how her wedding just completely fumbled. Like,
or the fact that nobody who that other person gives a shit about is even at the wedding.
Yes.
Like the new couple.
Yes.
Everybody's like, I don't know. They're like off and they're going, I don't know these people.
Yes. It was so bad. It was so poorly thought out. Like, oh, it was, dear. That was the worst script I've ever seen. And there's some horrendous ones, but.
Isn't it usually like small or a large, big city woman who is busy?
Or a big city, dude. Yeah. Small town.
Small town.
Yes.
You know, learns the true meaning of Christmas. It snows. Yes. There's a dog.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Yes. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Yes. So it always falls along those lines, right?
Sure, sure.
Or a prince from Aldovia.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay.
And then he meets a girl in New York. Like, you know, like.
I'm sorry. I just rolled my eyes so hard. I think one got stuck in the back of my head.
But this one was so much worse. It was so bad. I can't even. Oh. Don't watch it, you guys. It's fucking horrendous.
I don't think we have to. That was much better. Hearing all that.
I'm sure I missed parts, but anyways, it was fine. Just bad. I just couldn't get over the fact that no one cared that the bride's life was completely in shambles and her cousin now getting married to her cousin's ex-boyfriend that she fell for hard.
Well, as long as the church deposit didn't go to waste.
Oh, God. Anyways.
So don't forget to check out this week. We have some exciting videos coming up on YouTube. We want you to check out. The ones we recorded today include, the top five shortest celebrity marriages of all time.
Yep.
The top five most secret weddings.
Yeah.
Celebrity weddings.
I like the secret ones. I know. I think that's really cool.
It's like sexy secrets.
Yeah.
Top secret.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Also, we talk about ways to not screw up your wedding photos. Or actually, we talked about the top five ways to screw up your wedding photos. So don't do those things.
Yes.
And what else? Oh, and the top five things that your wedding guests do not care about.
Yes.
So go. Oh, I got us a URL. It's youtube.com/C for channel. So /C/ Secret Life of Weddings.
Nice.
YouTube.com/C/Secret Life of Weddings. Go subscribe, go like, go share. It really helps us. If you guys watch enough hours, we can actually monetize the videos and make more for you.
Yes.
And we want to keep doing it. We want to do an advice corner too. So like if you have any questions you want answered on video, like, you know, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I have this person at my wedding party? How should I handle this family drama? You know, what color looks better on me? What I'm trying on these two dresses, I can't decide between them. Tell us. Oh, and I'm putting out a call officially. I want to do a white dress hall of shame for guests.
Love it.
So if you had a wedding and someone wore a white dress to your wedding and they were not the bride, we want to call them out on it and put them in the hall of shame. So obviously no names. We would blur faces.
Yep.
But I just want to know if there's a backstory, like, you know, this bitch is such an attention seeker and she's horrible and she tried to steal my husband.
Yeah.
And she showed up in this white dress. And
I have a question. Does this include nude dresses?
I don't know. That's a good question. Should it include
nude? It should, in my opinion.
You think nude, like beige dresses are a problem?
Like nude fitting.
Nude fitting.
Fitted.
Oh, so you mean like just kind of skanky?
I don't want to say that because some are like tasteful, right? But
well, if they're tasteful, then it's not a problem.
Yeah. Well, because I mean, there's a lot of dresses that are not tasteful that are
so
other colors, but
inappropriate.
The whole nude, the nude color though, because you almost at first glance, you'll look naked.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you're saying not, so blues and stuff don't count, but nude color does?
Yeah.
Or should we just do like
inappropriate dresses, inappropriate wedding outfits, maybe yeah. Hall of Shame.
Yeah.
So when, you know, you could also send in like the dude that came in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah. That's cut off jeans.
Cut off jeans or like even wedding vendors, guys.
Dude, yeah.
You're not above this.
No. I've seen some horrendous outfits by vendors.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. So if there's
jogging pants and a toque ain't cutting it there, bud.
No. No, bud. So it's like, listen, if you have any photos and stories, send us secretlifeofweddings@gmail.com and we'll put it in our Hall of Fame YouTube video.
There you go.
Give us the background on what the story was, who they were, without names, of course, and we'll feature it.
Cool.
Cool. Thank you for listening to The Secret Life of Weddings. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your time. And Rebecca?
Anything can happen at weddings.
And we will be here to tell you all about it.
Well, that's it for us this week on the Secret Life of Weddings podcast. If you need more drama in your life, go over to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to sign up for additional weekly episodes. The first few episodes are free, so go check it out, patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings, and we will see you here next week.